This is Real Relationships on JewishCoffeeHouse.com, where we talk about everything relationships. I'm Mickey Lavimpel, marriage therapist and relationship coach.
I'm Molly Livingstone, comedian and people watcher, not in a creepy way. If you want to talk to us about your own relationships, advice, comments, questions, whatever you've got, write us at realrelationships@jewishcoffeehouse.com. On today's episode, we're talking about...
How do you decide you go on a second date?
And furthermore, in order to really figure this out, we have someone who's in the dating world here in Israel. We're going to call her Rachel. She's a new immigrant living in Israel about a year. And like many of you out there, she's dating and she's had a first date. But how do you know to take to the second date? So here's Rachel's background on this particular date. She meets the guy through a friend of a friend. Shabbat lunch, they get to chat, know each other, great. He already has her phone number from before Shabbat. He calls her Saturday night to even make plans, go on a date. It doesn't work that night, but nice follow through, I have to say. They end up going out, but while they go out on this date, it kind of becomes a date slash, oh, here are my buddies that are also going to join us for some of the date. And oh, here's even my cousin for some of the date. So the date in your date outfit has become more of a, I don't know if we have a relationship or they're checking me out, or it's just a weird vibe altogether. Wouldn't you say, Rachel?
Yes, I agree.
So that sums it up. So we want to figure out, and we have, of course, Mickey here as the relationship coach, spiritual dating advisor. How do you know? Like, what are the questions that she needs to be asking herself?
Rachel really needs to find out whether she feels that he's going to really make time for her, whether he's going to really make her a priority. She needs to find out whether he's a kind person. She needs to find out whether he's the sort of person who can do the give and take thing. She needs to find out. She needs to get a sense of his vibe and how it works in terms of just intimacy, them being together as a twosome. And to start out already with the whole Ganze Mishpacha and a few friends for good measure makes it a little bit difficult because you don't know if you can just handle the two of you being together. And there are people who do have a fear of intimacy. And so it sounds like already he's kind of starting out. I don't know if he's like sort of trying to make you feel really comfortable by bringing in all these people because that makes him feel comfortable, or whether he just doesn't feel comfortable being a twosome. So there's a few questions that I have already.
Like, I was almost waiting for him to take her to the dentist, you know, before he gets his like teeth whitened or something. But did you feel that you got a vibe for him? You went, you know, you had Shabbat with him. He talked to you even before Shabbat on the phone. You went out on this date. What did you get from him?
I felt right away that he is a very kind person, and that is something I'm definitely looking for in a partner. But on the other hand, I think I know more about what he does than who he is.
Which is pretty typical, Mickey. We've talked a lot about vulnerability, and it's hard for someone to kind of put themselves out there. And exactly what Mickey was saying, sort of like maybe he's not comfortable, hence having other friends and cousins and doctors and dentists and dog walkers, whatever he wanted to have. I'm curious, how long was the date? Because you did a lot, or people showed up on your date.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people.
Okay, we started having drinks together. That was an hour, and then we had dinner. So all in all, it was 4 hours.
It was 4 hours, and how did you guys leave things?
So he drove me home, and on the way home, he asked me if I wanted to have coffee or dessert, but I said no, it's kind of late, but I felt more that going from place to place, first a bar, then dinner with all these people, and then alone time again was a little bit too much. Like, I felt that going to all these different locations, I don't know. It was like phase 1, 2, 3.
I felt it's like 3 dates in 1.
Yeah.
Like he's trying to get as much out of you. And we should say, right? I mean, it seems like that. He's just going to, that's like a new form of speed dating. You know?
Yeah.
Like, can you come sit on my couch? I'll take a picture, see how you look in my house. I mean, it's just it's very quick.
It's kind of like speed relationshiping.
Yeah.
It's like he's not even dating. He's already jumped into the relationship before he even dated.
And to be fair, I think there's two factors. One, he was here visiting in Israel, debating if he's going to live here or not. So that could be part of it.
Right.
And the second thing can be, you're in your 30s. He's in his 40s.
Yes.
So that also, you're a bit older. And I'll give a third factor, which is you're dating to marry. Yes. Question mark? Yes. Okay. Yes. Exclamation point. So that also changes things, meaning it's not like a fun, let's see where this goes. We don't know and we don't care. Maybe he is also trying to see, like, how do you fit into my life this way? How do you fit into my life that way? Are you going to go out? Like, can we go out all night? I don't know. We don't know enough about him. Is he the type of guy that goes out all night long? Is this his thing? You don't know. Do you know?
I would guess no, but you're right. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. So, right. So basically, I mean, usually what you've got to figure out before you want to go on a second date is, firstly, are we on a date?
Is this even our first date?
I'm kind of missing the date part here. But assuming you go out on a date, right? Assuming you actually find some time where it's just the two of you together, you need to kind of get a sense of, you know, sort of gauge each other's personalities, gauge each other's, your energy, figure out whether you actually want to be together alone, just the two of you. And there's been no opportunity to do that just as yet. So I would say next time you guys do go out, if you do want to see him again,
we have to find out.
I mean, it sounds like you got a sense of him. I mean, you got to see him with his friends already. You got to see if you like those people that are already in his world. That's nice. That's, you know, usually you figure that out like 3 months or something, or once you're engaged and at the engagement party. So you got to see that already. That's good. But now you sort of have to go on your second date. You have to go on your first date on your second date. Sort of do it in reverse order, I would say.
Well, hold on. Because they had a Shabbat lunch. So she got to know him a little bit there. And they did have this 1 hour where
they were together.
First dates are generally not too
long.
2 hours?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, my question is, being blunt, one, were you attracted to him? I mean, that's what I care about.
Yeah, Molly. LA girl.
Well, these things matter. Okay. These things matter.
You're right.
And I'm not just saying physically, but like mentally. Like, did you feel like we're having good conversation?
Conversation was definitely good. And I felt that he was interested in what I had to say.
How do you know?
That he listened. Mm. Just, I think that if someone's interested, that you can see it in the way they look at you, in the questions they ask. You know, do they take time to before they make a comment?
And Rachel, something you said off air was that he was kind, and that was very important to you. Mm-hmm. So I think you would obviously notice these things right away because that's what you're looking for. So you're noticing that he's being kind. You're noticing that he's listening to you, which I think is so important. You know what you want.
I just need to ask a little bit more. I don't like to take things as face value, really. When you say he was kind, how did he actually show you that? What did he do to show you that he was kind?
That's, well, to remember that is a little bit hard. I think I saw that really over Shabbat lunch.
Okay.
When we were talking about Israel in general. And yeah, this is a little bit hard to, no, not that I can remember.
Was there an act that he did to show you that he was kind? Was there something that he said about other people that showed some sort of compassion or some sort of sensitivity towards other people? Because I think people jump and say, oh, that person's kind, when there's not enough proof. And I think it's lovely of you to really want to see that in another person. But my concern for a lot of people is, are you really seeing that thing that you really need to see? Or are you just kind of jumping and saying, oh, well, you know, he didn't seem like an expert, or so, okay, he's kind. You know what I mean? I really want people to really get a sense of what does it actually mean when a person is showing kindness. Did you see him, did someone come over and ask you for charity, and he sort of, maybe he didn't give the charity, but let's say he said, oh, I'm so sorry that you're having a hard time, or did something compassionate, was he like kind to the waiter and say, hey, you look really good in that shirt or whatever.
I think Mickey asked this question because a lot of the times when you're dealing and doing your therapy, you always come back to this idea, it's about you, not about the person. So why do you find this kind is reflecting on, well, how do you want to be treated in relationships that you take this away from this person? And just like you're saying, is he really kind?
And the other thing is, I think with a lot of women, is that they think that the person's being kind when they allow, when their date allows them to do something for them, which is not really being kind. do you hear what I'm saying?
Can you explain that?
Okay, so let's say he allows you to do something for him. That's not really being kind. That's giving you space to show yourself a little bit, but that's not actually kindness. Mm. Kindness is more like, what does he do for you that actually does? For instance, if it was cold outside, did he take off his jacket and give you his jacket? Did he show you that he cared about, if you shared maybe a slightly vulnerable story about your family, let's say, did he say, oh, I'm really sorry to hear that you had such a hard time with X, Y, and Z? That would be showing kindness. If it's just that he allowed you to do something for him, then that's him allowing you to be kind to him. And some people mistake that. Right. That's a very common mistake. And that's why I'm very particular about asking this question. And so many women jump at that. Like, a guy will give them an opportunity to do something. And then they, in their minds, they twist it around. They say, that person was kind to me because they allowed me to do something for them.
Hmm.
I know it sounds a little bit complicated and convoluted, but speaking it's something these, that happens a lot.
Speaking of these questions, you have a questionnaire that you've built. Yes. And that's why we're talking about this, actually. Right. So can you talk about, like, what are some of the questions? And maybe, Rachel, you can answer them to help decide if you're going to date this guy again.
Right. So the way I built this questionnaire is I focus on a lot of different questions that people may or may not think. People might take these things for granted. Like, for instance, did the person show interest in what you had to say? Which Rachel said she did, feel that he did, and she demonstrated how. Were the silences too hard? I don't know if there were too many silences in the 1 hour that they were together. Did you think there was more to discover about the person? Did you feel that the person was, this is all you see, this is all the person is going to allow you to see? Or did you feel there was more depth to the person?
Ooh, can we stop on that? Did you feel there was more depth?
There is more. Because when we were talking earlier, I realized that I've seen what he does, like what kind of work he does, like his observance. I mean, I didn't see that, but he told me about it. Mm-hmm. But I don't really know what kind of person he really is.
Right. So there's more to see.
That's
there's good. More to find out. But that's important that you actually put that at the forefront of your mind on the second date, because you don't want to miss that stuff. You don't want to make assumptions that because you had a good time with him, because you're attracted to him, that, oh, that other stuff must be okay too. Because sometimes people gloss over these very, very important things that you want to think about. Respect is another thing I talk about here. What did he do to make you feel respected? Now, some people are really good at that on the first and second and third date. They could sort of put on a good show. Then you get to the fourth date and they just sort of lose all their manners. So that's just something you want to also keep in mind, whether he's actually able to be consistent.
I want to ask another question. You went on the date. He asked you to go for the coffee at the end. You declined. How did you then leave things? Has he called you since? Is he asking to go on another date with you?
So, yeah, I've actually been waiting for this question because he was visiting Israel. And the day after the date, he went back to his country. And I think we left it with a text that I said, have a good flight. And he said, thank you. And before I got out of the car after the date, he asked for my email address. And I have not heard from him.
And how long has it been? A couple of weeks?
Close. Well, a week and a half.
Okay.
Kind of long. No?
That's a long time.
I mean, he's not in the country, but he should be following up if he likes you and wants to get to know you. And I hate these games. They're so annoying.
I mean, if a person's not up for a long-distance relationship, then they shouldn't even bother starting in the first place. And it drives me crazy when people say, oh, do you know anybody in the country? I'm coming for a visit, and I want to date while I'm there. And it's like, are you up for a long-distance relationship? Because that's what you are asking for. If you're going to be dating someone here and you're only here for a week, then you are saying you want to be in a long-distance relationship, or you want to drop everything in your country of origin and move here.
So let's get, as Israelis say, tachlis. Let's get to the point. You, Mickey, as a relationship coach, what is your advice for Rachel? Should she go on another date with him, presuming that he does write her after this time period, that he does contact her?
Look, I mean, I think you have to ask yourself, Rachel, if you really want to do this long distance thing, because that's what you have to think about, because that's what it's going to be. Even though he's saying he wants to make Aliyah, well, what is he doing to actually show that he's going to do that? And what's the time frame for him? Is it 6 months? Is it a year? Is it 5 years? You got to know these things, and you got to think about what your own time frame is. So there's a lot to think about. Yeah. So that's just practical stuff that's completely separate from who he is. Now, once you get past those things, then you want to ask yourself about whether you actually did feel some sort of enough chemistry, whether you felt that there was a lot of good stuff about him, whether you had points of connection, which we didn't even talk about. I didn't hear about any of that sort of stuff. Like, what were the things that you actually had in common? That's for a whole nother show. But these are the sorts of things that you need to think about after you decide whether you want to have a long-distance relationship or not.
And I'll put in my two shekels, even though I'm just the people watcher in this scenario. One, are you attracted to him? I do care. And you have to answer that to yourself. You don't have to put it out here right now, okay? Because I think that's important. And two, I think you should go on a second date personally because the first date was only an hour. And if you do feel like there's more to get out of him, to know about him, I would put that chance out there. However, if he does not pursue you through email or whatever it is, I'm more hesitant to tell you to go out with him. So really, I've left you with here nor there. Do you have advice for Rachel? Are you in a similar situation? You want to come on the show? Want to talk to us? Email us, share. We will try our best to confuse you more, or Mickey will give you actual advice. Write us at realrelationships@jewishcoffeehouse.com. Rachel, thank you so much for being vulnerable, putting yourself out there on our show. Good job.
Thank you for having me.
It was a blast. And we look forward to more on Real Relationships, where we talk about everything relationships, here on JewishCoffeeHouse.com.